In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And God will forgive sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up. And I heard the voice of a great multitude saying, Alleluia. For the Lord God is omnipotent and reigns forever. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy. On earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy
And let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee mercifully to receive the prayers of your faithful people who call upon you and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do and pray for. And we must have grace and power coming from you, our faithful Lord and Savior, who livest and reignest with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. And be seated. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the sacrament of the altar. Who then receives such sacramental worthiness? While fasting and bodily preparation are indeed fine outward training, but he is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the remission of sins. But he that does not believe these words or doubts them is unworthy, unprepared. For the words say for you require all hearts to believe. So far the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 43. But now says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called you by name, you are mine. And when thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning Epistle, Romans chapter 13. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandments, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So far the epistle lesson. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 8. And when Jesus was entered into a ship, the disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, inasmuch as the ship was covered with waves. But Jesus was asleep. And his disciples came unto him and woke him and said, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? And then Jesus stood up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 657. Please sit. Be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Help of the Helpless. And it's based upon the gospel lesson, and I would like to read one verse from that lesson. And then Jesus arose, and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So far, please be seated. Is there anyone here this morning who does not need the assurance that Christ is the help of the helpless? Actually, if there is any age that needs Christ's help, it's the age in which we are now living in. The possibility of a nuclear war, social problems, crime, major illness, these are the realities of living in the world today. If more people are fearful, it's because there's more to be afraid of. If more people feel guilty, it's because they have more to feel guilty about. Today, we need the strong assurance that Jesus Christ is the help of the helpless. This is exactly what the stilling of the storm points out in this morning's gospel. It was late in the afternoon when Jesus and his disciples took a boat to cross the Sea of Galilee. And they had not gone very far when suddenly a great storm came upon them. And the waves were rising. And they were tossing this little small boat around like a toy. And the disciples were in great danger. The storm was so furious that the disciples feared that they would die. They were in danger of drowning. But Christ, once again, proved himself to be a mighty helper. The wind and the waves were subjected to him. He stood up and commanded the wind and the waves to stop, and they obeyed, and there was a great calm. The whole point of this story is that Jesus is the help of the helpless. As he was in the ship with the disciples in that storm, so Jesus is with us. He is with us in the storms of our life, no matter what those storms might be. As Jesus helped those terrified disciples, so can he help us through the rough waters of life. He can do this for us because he knows by personal experience what it means to pass through a severe, sudden trial. Even though Jesus knew that he would have to suffer and die for the sins of the world, when that hour arrived, it had an overwhelming power, a power of shock, a power of terror, a power of fear. Just think about it for a minute. Within 24 hours after he instituted the Lord's Supper, he experienced the agony of Gethsemane, the betrayal of Judas, the denial of Peter, the injustice of Pontius Pilate, the cruelty of the soldiers, the large nails that were driven through his hands and feet, the excruciating pain and thirst, the mocking from the people, the cursing, the burden, the shame, the guilt, the sins of the entire world were placed upon him, along with the curse of God. My God, why have you forsaken me? He even passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Let me now tell you this. If anyone knows from experience what troubles and ordeals are, it is definitely our Lord Jesus Christ. But Christ not only understands our troubles, but he has conquered them for us. In all his testings and temptations, he never once wavered. He stood firm. All this was done for us. Even in his suffering and dying, it was he who was calm. Everybody else seemed to be excited. They seemed to be confused. But death itself was subject to Christ. He was in control. He was in charge. In the dark moments of his suffering and death, he made a glorious victory through his resurrection from the dead. All of this he did for us. Jesus conquered Satan, the source of all sin, shame, and death, for all of us. In Christ, our guilt is taken away through his shed blood, which cleanses us from all sins, even the weakness of our faith. And by that I mean our doubts. And we all have doubts. Luther once said, someone who's never doubted has never really believed. And all of us, of course, we've had our doubts. But in Christ, we have the guarantee that God will work out all things for our good. That's a promise that he has given us. Through Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit who will give us the faith and will give us the confidence that we need. And there will be problems, of course. Will the problems go away? I don't know. Probably not. But through it all, we will be given strength to sustain so that our faith does not deteriorate. In Christ, we have the assurance of God's guidance, his presence, his protection in time of trouble. The disciples experienced Christ's help in many ways. And as Christ helped them over each difficulty, their faith was strengthened, and so it will be for us. We've all gone through trials and tribulations, and I'm sure there were times when we were in the middle of those trials and tribulations that we wondered, where are you, God? But he did reveal himself to us, and he gave us the strength to take one day at a time, perhaps 1 hour at a time. In our text, we are told that when the disciples saw that Jesus had stilled that storm, they said, what manner of man is this? That even the winds and the sea obey him. What manner of man is? He is God. He is God in human flesh. That's the manner of man that he is. St. Paul had the great burden of his sins taken away by Christ. And so he wrote from the bottom of his heart, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, a sword? No, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, anything, shall ever be able to separate us from his love, the love of God, which is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. And when each of us daily brings our sins, our burdens, our problems to the cross and to the open tomb and to Christ himself, we can say with confidence, help of the helpless will abide with me. And he will. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy great spirit. pray for our communicants, but first we have a prayer request on behalf of our nation, that we remain in peace. It seems as though when you watch television, you don't know what to believe or who to believe. But we know that God will always protect us in his way. It may not always be the way that we want, but it will always be for our good. So let's keep our nation in our prayers. Gracious Father in heaven, we realize that we as a nation, we have disobeyed you, we have made legal sin, and we deserve nothing but punishment. But we pray that you forgive us and help us to change our ways as a nation and as a people to totally depend upon you, not only for a daily existence, but for eternal salvation. We ask that you give strength and bless those who are in power to make decisions, and that they make the decision that is always in accordance to your will, and that will protect us as individuals and as a nation. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you answer our requests in the way that we wish, but we realize that your will always be done. We approach your throne in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, to all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and give rest unto our souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase the love and hope. And after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. And please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God. And now do we praise you that you did send us, thine only begotten Son, and that in him may be found the fashion of as of a man, but he did manifest the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, holy,
holy Lord God, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ. May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Savior.
and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take and eat.
true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Take a drink. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of the mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and for love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.